Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hi there. Hi, all of you. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino, coming at you again on the Dr. Cupertino Show. We have a very interesting show this morning, as we always have each Saturday morning. And as you know, our great friend and our very wise man, Colonel William Harrison, is going to be on. My God, what is going on? To make my life worthy, living, and other lives. Like, you know, I take two steps forward and then I'm snatched 25,000 back. What is going on? But I know a lot of issues that we're facing today, we're only facing them today because some of us feel that, you know, I've grown up in a home that was not really positive. It was negative more than anything good. I heard nothing but problems day in, day out. You know, at a young age, I had issues forced on me that I could not solve, that people thought I could solve in the family. I could go on and on and on and on with how some of us feel. But really, the topic today is going to bring home some answers. And again, our illustrious Colonel Harrison is with us today. Thank you so much for tuning in again, Colonel Harrison. People just love you. I love you. And we know we're going to hear something that is going to help us live another day in a life of worthiness. But our topic today is, how can I become worthy of love in a family that does not love one another? Wow, that's a biggie. But I get it. No wonder people see so much trouble in the world. And it's really because some of us, most of us, if not all of us, has become a little jaded because we live within a family or some family situation where people just don't love each other. They are not interested in caring about showing love. They don't care one bit about whether or not they're loved themselves. And basically, in some of these households, they see hatred, absolute hatred on every hand, from sun up to sun down. And many have said, you know, hey, I just hate myself. I don't know why I'm in this situation, but I can't seem to get out of it. I hate myself. No one loves me. No one cares. I don't even see any use of going on like this, since it appears that no one understands me or my plight. They probably don't know how you feel if you don't tell them how you feel. But because the situation has come to a boiling point in many families, some there in the family saying, you know, I just want to know how I can become worthy of love in a family that doesn't love one another. Colonel Harrison, I know you've had an opportunity in your various walk of lives. You've had many careers, very illustrious. You're now currently today a minister, a clergy of the cloth, and you do consult with many on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis. I'm pretty sure you know of those that feel unworthy of love, of unworthy of the capacity to even give love, some that might be even sitting up in your own ministry that you've had an opportunity to consult with. Let's talk about this thing called worthiness, being worthy, want to be worthy. Do you have any information from your walk in life of how someone can become worthy of love?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Cupertino. Let's go ahead to John Yule once again. I was pondering over this, and first, with regards to one feeling love, one has to love themselves. They have to look for the good that's within them.
I'm going to jump in here on that. You know, you mentioned one has to love themselves. I'm pretty sure people want to love themselves, but how can a person, since you said a person has to love themselves, how can a person love themselves? Is this a practice that they have to do, or do they have to wake up and put a lot of lotion on their legs in order to show they love themselves? Do they have to eat right to show that they love themselves? What can a person do to love themselves? What are some of the things that a person can do?
They have to find the qualities within them that define who they are, their personality, their character, and then once they establish that, then they work on those things because they become their strength. And the more
how do they do that? Tell us and the listening audience, how would a person go about doing that? You say they've got to find it within. We're really getting deep here. How does a person do that? Because I know when I was attending various ministries and sitting with women and men in various organizations, the chairman or whoever was in charge would get up and say, okay, you guys, I want you to show how you're going to use your strengths to do this and do that. But you know what? The guy never told them how. I think, and the audience probably thinks the same thing too, that if someone is going to give us some advice on what to do, they ought to show us also how to do it. So how would a person that feels that they're not worthy of love somehow attract that love, even if they're in a family that does not care about them, or like the heading, the topic is, does not love them? How can a person do what you just said that they can do? Give us some information on how we can go about doing that. Pull out your tool chest and show us how to do that. Tell us how to do that.
Sure, they have to soul search, and let me qualify that. Apostle Paul mentions that one has to examine themselves from within, and when they examine themselves from within, then they identify their good traits and their good qualities and their good attributes. And those are the things that they can identify and they can build on and they can cleave to. So Apostle Paul is saying we can't look outside. We have to look on the inside and find our strengths. Most people look for others' weaknesses when we should be looking for each other's strength. And within the strength therein, they will find certain qualities that a person possesses that they can complement the person, and that will help build their self-esteem, and that will help build their worthiness, and they will come to the point where they know that not only do you care for them, but obviously you embrace them, you endear them, and possibly you love them. So it's a thing that begins with self-examining self, and I'm drawing this from what Apostle Paul says, and I believe that what he says has a lot of merit.
Okay, that sounds very great. I know some of the listeners might not believe in the Bible. Some might not believe in God. They might be angry with God. And some might not have even heard of the Apostle Paul. So I think we're back on the religious end again. Once again, if we're mentioning the Apostle Paul. Well, if we set the Apostle Paul on the other side of the table and we look at what's going on in 2018 with people wondering how they can become worthy of love, they might not need to hear a quote from the Apostle. They might need to hear from someone right here now that's living amongst them, walking on this planet, that wants to know how they can become worthy of love. The quote is fine. Apostle Paul did live. He was a great man. Some have sanctified him. But right now, we're not, I don't think that we can reach back and say, well, okay, I'm going to become worthy of love because the Apostle Paul said this or the Apostle Paul said that. So to bring it on down home to 2018 with all of the suicides, all the murder, all the killings, all the problems that a person sees in his family, not 2 centuries ago, but in his immediate, well, of course, I won't say 2 centuries, maybe about 1,980 years. But this person is living today, right now, here now, and they might be contemplating suicide. How can they become worthy of love? How can they feel love? Love never fails. Once a person feels that he is in love with himself, he loves what he sees in the mirror, there's no body shame, I don't have to prove nothing to anyone, then that seems to me someone that is in a position to, first of all, love themselves. But if they're in a family where they're being told, you're no good, you're ugly, you're black, you're too white, your skin is bad looking, you got rashes all in your face, you're walking with a limp, those are charges, you can say, to a person's heart and soul and mind that surely is not going to lead for him feeling good. And like our topic states, how can I become worthy of loving a family that does not love one another? Certainly he is not loved. He is not in love with himself or cannot appear to love himself because he has not been brought up in a family of love. How can that person, let's do some bullet points, the 1, 2, 3s. Number one, how can that person fall in love with themselves? What do you think is the way, by you being a counselor, and I know you counsel more than Christian people or people in your church. You've got an illustrious career, 38 years in law enforcement. So most of the people that you've been in contact with probably were not in a church. They were probably running down an alley or in the street arguing and getting involved in a fight. What can you tell that person that wants to become worthy of love?
They have to seek it on the outside. If they are not capable of examining themselves and they're having some emotional issues or whatever it may be that won't allow them to examine their self-worth, they have to seek it on the outside of their family, through friends, through associates, others who will embrace them, others who will give them affection, others who will give them endearment. And then they, once they find someone who embraces them, who endears them, and see them as being worthy and having qualities, then that person can attach themselves to those type of people, and they can start drawing strength from them, and those folk can help them learn to love themselves through interaction.
Excellent.
Through interaction. It has to be interaction outside of the family if there's no love within the family.
Oh, that's great. You know, you have just hit it right on the nail of the soul. And I say that because I grew up in a family, too, that did not show love, and they really did not love one another. So after I sought counsel, I, as a young girl, I was be the best you can be. How can I become worthy of love? They told me, be the best you can be. I said, well, now how am I going to do that? And they said, well, number one, find out what you love to do and do it and try and be the best. Get involved in activities that make you feel good about yourself, that make you know that, hey, if I present myself as this kind of person, I'm going to fall in love with love, I'm going to fall in love with me. And, of course, I know others are, too. I was also told to find one thing and be the best and do it in the best fashion that you can. And, of course, you know, I chose dressmaking and tailoring and so forth and so on. I chose those craft skills. And I started creating beautiful things, and people were saying, oh, my God, I got to have those shoes. I got to have that dress. And that really built up a lot of my self-esteem. So right now, you know, I'm very happy about that, and I know you are too. You are at the helm of teaching a lot of people each week. Now, I don't know what's going on, but my dial here says we got 90 seconds. So I don't know what's going on with this. But I want to thank you, Pastor Dr. William Harrison, for coming on. You know, it says 90 seconds. Wow. What happened? I'll see you guys next week on the Dr. Cupertino Show, and we will have our full time. I see it clicking away. Thank you for tuning in for 15 minutes with our great and knowledgeable Dr. William Harrison. I hope he will join us again next week. Dr. Harrison, thank you so much for coming on, and we hope you have a very pleasant weekend. And all of you, make sure you become worthy of love in a family that does not love one another, if that is the case. See you next Saturday, 8 a.m. on the Dr. Cupertino Show.